Hi, I'm Jennifer Aluzzi. I'm an associate professor of history at Providence College.
I'm Arthur Urbano. I'm an associate professor of theology at Providence College and chair of the Catholic-Jewish Theological Exchange.
Urbano says that role put him in contact with many of the college alumni.
And over the course of the years, they would say to me, you know, there was a time when there were a lot of Jewish students at Providence College. I thought, oh, well, that's interesting. But I kept hearing this over and over again, to the point where I thought, you know what, this is really interesting. I need to find out more about this. I went into the enrollment services office to discover that the school kept track of religious affiliation in the early decades. And then as I went through the records, I kept seeing Jewish, 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 Hebrew, Jewish, Hebrew, so on and so forth. And I realized there was a good number here and a big project.
At this point, Sir Urbano says he approached Jennifer Aluzzi, a historian who specializes in the 20th century.
It's a little bit out of my area, too, because I do European history, but I am very interested in the Jewish diaspora in general, and so I was enthusiastic about participating. I didn't quite know that it was going to take up 5 years of my life, but it became much bigger than either of us, I think, initially thought it was going to be.
So, Arthur, you said initially you started hearing these stories about the Jewish attendance at PC in the 30s and 40s, and you began to investigate it. At what point did this begin to morph into some kind of story you were going to tell?
Originally, when I was going through those enrollment records, it was a matter of numbers, and I thought that was interesting, right? But I thought, you know, a story about human beings at an institution and a college, which is such a formative time in people's lives, is a story that's more than about numbers. It seemed almost imperative that we find some of these people, as many as we could, and get their stories and hear about it from them. When we began the project, the college was approaching its centennial. I think some people, probably very few, kind of knew about this history, but most didn't at all. So, you know, we thought, well, now's the time to do it. Let's have these guys tell their story.
Guys like Morton Hoffman, class of 45. In the documentary, he explains why he ended up at Providence College instead of its Ivy League neighbor, Brown University.
My father, having gone to Brown, wanted me to go to Brown. And I went up to see the dean, and the dean said, well, Hoffman, everything is okay. Your grades are all right. Your extracurricular activities are fine. But our quota for this year is filled. I said, what do you mean by your quota? He said, well, we only take a certain number of Jewish students each year.
Brown and other Ivy League schools were placing quotas on the number of Jewish students they would admit at the time. And Urbano says Hoffman's experience was not unique.
There were instances of relatives of our interviewees who had gone to Brown just a decade earlier. And then in the 1930s and 40s, it was suddenly nearly impossible for Jews to get in there.
Well, it's hard not to think of the 1930s and 40s and also think about what was going on over in Germany and the reaction in this country to some of that and the anti-Semitism that was boiling and anti-Catholicism. Do you think that's related to the spike in Jewish attendance at PC?
I think there definitely was a sense that both Jews and Catholics faced marginalization. And I think there was an awareness of that on campus. One of the things we did as part of the project was to look at all of the newspapers and student publications from the time. And there were several articles that did mention this idea of Jewish students also facing discrimination as well as Catholic students.
One of the biggest surprises, just historically, I mean, in terms of the context, I think for both of us, was the Ku Klux Klan, that the Ku Klux Klan burned a cross in front of Providence College in the 1920s. Something was going on at St. Pius Church, which was right across the street from the college, and a Vatican representative was there. And so there was this message to Providence College being sent by the KKK that, you know, you're not welcome here.
I'm speaking with Associate Professors Arthur Urbano and Jennifer Aluzzi from Providence College about their documentary Sons of Providence, tracing the large percentage of Jewish students at PC in the early decades of the college. They're not filmmakers, and they say the documentary idea grew out of their research.
What we wanted to do was to film their interviews and, at the very least, archive them at the college. And then I think we had a conversation with Father Ken Gumbert, who's in the film department at PC, and I think it was him who said, you know, why don't you think about making a short documentary, which obviously neither one of us had really thought of. And I remember in one of those early conversations, the idea was to make a 15 or 20 minute documentary.
Well, how much material did you actually end up with when you've done the interviews and done the research?
We did 29 interviews, ranging from an hour to 2 hours in length.
Each?
Yes. So we have a lot of footage.
So clearly you're not going to turn that into a 15-minute short documentary.
Could have been a miniseries.
Yeah. Yeah. Aluzzi says it was students who came through with the help needed to complete the film.
We wanted to collaborate with PC students as much as possible, so we did have many students who were film studies minors doing some of the filming, the recording, the editing, and creating some of the clips that went into the documentary. And then eventually we hired a film studies major from Lesley's College of Art and Design in Boston, and she helped us put together the final product.
Urbano says he hopes the Sons of Providence project will serve as an inspiration for the future and change the way some people think about the past of Providence College.
You may just assume, well, yes, they only wanted Catholics there, and it would be a primarily Catholic institution, and it wouldn't be until later that non-Catholics came. And I think a lot of our students, even our faculty, have this sense of the history if they're not familiar with this. But going through those enrollment records, there were Baptists, there were Congregationalists, there were Greek Orthodox, there were Armenians. So it was a very diverse student body from the very beginning, and a poor student body and an immigrant student body. And I think as we look at the state of the college today, it's something that we can look back on and say, you know, this is part of our history from the beginning. This should be our model, a model for how we build our community.
Associate Professors Arthur Urbano and Jennifer Aluzzi, thanks for talking to Rhode Island Public Radio.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having us.
Yes.
Yeah, glad to talk about it.
For Artscape, I'm Chuck Hinman, Rhode Island Public Radio.